you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Now, I want you to grab a friend, turn the volume up a bit, lean in, and listen to the show where all the athletes want to talk. Fit Talk with Melinda Corsino.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fit Talk with Melinda. As always, the show is brought to you by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship in the world. If you're interested in learning more about the drug-free lifestyle or all the products they have to offer, check them out at www.p4pmuscle.com. And you can use my code Melinda, M-E-L-A-N-D-A, for 15% off anything on their website. Tonight, we are talking with Robbie Blanchard. He is not a stranger to the show, had one of the most listened to shows in 2017. He is back. He's the owner of CrossFit Reach, among many other things. Also, newly launched in September, Blanchard Media. He's got a ton going on, as always, always venturing out into new business type of things. He's not shy, and he's not a stranger to talking in front of crowds, especially on the topic of fitness marketing. We're bringing him on tonight to talk strictly on social media marketing, which he is fantastic at. So, Robbie, for those who don't know you or haven't heard you before, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, Linda. I really appreciate it. And was I the third most watched show last year? Was that the third?
You were the second. You were the second.
Oh, the second. Oh, even better.
You were the second.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lot
of
pressure.
So we're going for number one.
I feel like, yeah, that's a lot of pressure tonight. So I'm going to do my best. So, but no, my name is Robbie, obviously. And, you know, so I've, a little bit about me is I've started as a personal trainer about probably 11 years ago. And I've kind of worked my way up from, you know, working in a gym, going into, you know, have my own business in terms of in-home personal training. That turned into boot camps, and then it turned into CrossFit. And then it turned into teaching other people how to run CrossFit gyms. And then it turned into running online programs, and that turned into running Facebook ads for other businesses now. So it's pretty crazy, the transition. Like, if you were to ask me, you know, 10, 11 years ago, geez, you'd be, you know, spending a lot of money on Facebook and helping other businesses and teaching them how people have to do Facebook marketing, I would say you're crazy. But it's been a wild journey, but it's cool, and I enjoy it, and I love the whole process.
Yeah, so how did that start for you? Social media marketing, what clicked and what ended up happening? Like, what is the snowball of events that led you to where you are now with social media marketing?
Yeah, so basically, you know, I kind of got into the online space about 3 years ago. So I had my gym. I had CrossFit Reach at the time, maybe 3.5 years. And I knew that I wanted to do something a little bit more, and I wanted to, kind of branch out. So I started out with, Mel, I had my own products, and I had like a double under program. I had a pull-up program. I had a, you know, body weight program, which me and you worked together on. And so that did really well. And it was funny because when I first started those products, I really didn't know how to get people to buy them. I didn't really know where to go. So, kind of on a whim, I decided to start advertising on Facebook. And when I did that, I started to get some sales. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, you know, where are these sales coming from? And so it was Facebook. And so I just kind of, you know, taught myself more and more, started to spend some more money on Facebook. And then, I kind of ramped it up to the point where, you know, I was spending 6 figures a year on Facebook, and then I was spending 6 figures a month on Facebook. And I got to the point where I started to win some what they call affiliate contests, so promoting other people's products. And then I got really good at that, and people said, geez, like, how are you doing this, Robbie? So I've had other businesses, like, actually want me to run their stuff. So it kind of started out with just, you know, 3 years ago, just me trying to figure it out because I didn't know how to do it, and it just self-taught, and then just kind of spiraled and has kind of turned into this whole big thing, which is cool.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, there's risk involved when you're doing that. I mean, you're talking about putting 6 figures, you know.
Yeah.
Even a year, that number can scare people,
yeah.
Especially when you might be a small business owner versus like a large corporation. You know, you're a small business owner thinking about advertising, and you're like, I don't know what You know, I don't know if I want to put that money in because what if I don't get it back? I mean, what have you found for the success? And you don't have to give exact numbers, but as far as your return for that investment.
Yeah, so I mean, it really depends on what I'm doing, but, you know, typically it's, you know, if I put a dollar in, I'm getting $1.52 back.
Okay.
So which is good. But that's a good return on investment. But that's it depends on what the offer is. So if you're, like, for example, if you're a gym and you are running a challenge to get people into your gym, you want to, you know, your goal should be to break even on the front end. So basically what that means is you're breaking even, you're spending $100, you're making $100 back, and now you're just able to get those clients in from there. So it really depends on what the offer is. If it's an online offer, you know, it's a little bit different.
Right. So what would you, starting step? As far as, let's just say I'm a CrossFit gym owner, because I know that's a group of people that you're working with often. I'm a CrossFit gym owner.
Sure.
Smaller gym, not a huge gym, newly into marketing as far as social media goes. What are some of the first things that you recommend with getting into it for, let's say, a CrossFit gym owner?
Yeah, good question. So first thing I would do if you are a CrossFit gym owner or just a gym owner, is I would first of all have a separate page other than your website that you're sending traffic to. And by traffic, I mean clicks and visitors. So, and the reason why is you want to have what we call a sales page. So a sales page, the reason why it's more effective than a regular website is a sales page is just dedicated to one offer that you have going on and one offer only. So maybe it's a six-week challenge, maybe it's a 21-day challenge or something like that. And on that page, it's going to have nothing but information on that challenge. So you can't click to see a schedule. You can't click to see other pricing. You can't click to, check out other things that, like a regular website. By having someone fully focused on that one thing, on that sales page, that's where you're going to get people to take action and opt in. So if you are sending people to your regular website, you're probably wasting a lot of money, because that's what I call a leaky funnel, whereas, you know, a sales page, people can't go anywhere else but just onto that page, and that's where you show them before and afters, testimonials, things like that. But if you are sending them to your website, and say you send them to your website for a challenge, and they're like, oh, I wonder what the schedule is, and oh, I wonder what the rates are afterwards, you know, click, 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 click. Now they forgot why they even were there in the first place. So if you are a gym owner, the first thing I would recommend is make sure you have a separate page that's dedicated just to the offer that you are offering on Facebook.
Okay. And I know that you do that, because I know that very well from our six-week video or six-week shred video that we did back in the day, and you started your own page on that. So you've been doing that type of stuff for a while.
Long time, yeah, but that was probably 2.5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about Blanchard Media for a little bit. I know that we're talking social media marketing, but it's really all connected, right? So tell me a little bit about Blanchard Media. I know you started it up in September. That's not a long time ago, so let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Blanchard Media, basically, it's I consider it a done-for-you agency, in the sense that, I run, handle, manage, scale, optimize, people's marketing campaigns. So it doesn't necessarily have to be in the fitness field, although most of my clients are in the fitness field. So these can be, gym owners. These could be, I work with some pretty well-known names in the fitness industry. So like Vince Del Monte. I don't know if you ever heard of Vince Del Monte, but he's a guy that I work with. He's really well-known in the online world. Paleo Secret. There's a couple other ones as well that I work with that I help them scale their campaigns. So basically what I'm doing with them is I'm advertising their offers. So maybe they have a supplement. Maybe they have a workout program. Maybe they have an online challenge. Whatever it is, I'm helping them, kind of find the right audience, the right people that are going to take action and buy those products. And then obviously the goal there is to, the more money we, spend, we want to make more than we spend, and to get to the point where we're able to really scale up that offer. And that's and Facebook is an amazing, amazing tool. That's where all the customers are. That's where all the people are. And if you find the right people and you target the right people and you have the right offer, you can really spend a lot of money and be very, very successful. I've seen, honestly, truly, I've seen some businesses, within 6 months to a year go from, not really being that big to doing, over, a couple seven figures just by finding the right audience on Facebook.
I hear a lot of people, and obviously they might not be in the same industry as you and as far as your knowledge on the subject, but a lot of people are thinking that Facebook is kind of like a dying breed. You know, you have Instagram now, you have Snapchat, and then you have Instagram with Instagram Stories, which is mimicking Snapchat and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And they're saying Facebook has kind of turned into this basic, like, you're sharing videos, you're sharing news stories, everyone's fighting. So have you, what are your thoughts on, those type of comments?
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily true. I think that, here's the thing. Snapchat is a younger demographic. I feel like Instagram is also a little bit younger as well. I find that Facebook has, the 30 plus demographic, and honestly and truly, when it comes to people that are going to buy stuff online, that's the demographic I want to find. So, I think Instagram, I've done a bunch of Instagram advertising. It does okay. But nothing close to what you can do on Facebook. So, Snapchat is cool and everything, but they really haven't, gotten their advertising platform to where it should be. But Facebook, just the back end stuff with Facebook marketing, there's really, it is still the gold standard in terms of online advertising.
Yeah, and you say the 30, because that reminds me that I'm in that crowd now.
I know. Yeah, you are.
The first time
that's
I've had to say that I'm in the 30-year-old crowd. I'm like, oh, geez, that's me.
I know.
But it
that
is. But it's totally true. From having, a stepson who's 16, and he doesn't even have a Facebook account. He does have a Facebook account, but he doesn't even have the app on his phone. Like, that generation is like, oh, Facebook's for old people. But then again, they're not the ones, as you said, they're not the ones buying things. They're not the ones, they may go to the mall and buy jeans, but they're not buying things online nearly as much as we are. So makes perfect sense. What are you finding, and I don't know how much information you have on this, but as far as, like the 60-plus crowd, it's something that I deal with at work all the time as far as our advertisement goes, and a lot of them are not, they're still not technically savvy, though as we move along, the boomers, are going to be very technically savvy. But are you finding that you're any marketing for your gym, or are you getting that older crowd, or is it really just middle-aged and younger?
Yeah, I would say like the 40 plus is I would say 40 to 55, 40 to 60 is kind of where we're at in terms of a sweet spot. But it's funny because the thing for sure, the older demographic is not as tech savvy as, the younger demographic, of course. But one thing that I've always found, and it's kind of funny, like just because of all the money we spend on Facebook and all the testing we do, we found like even little things, like I've done stuff on my, even just for my gym, for example, just by having something as simple as like the Norton antivirus logo and having that on my, on my pages, even though it may not be Norton antivirus type, but the older demographic, they relate to that. They're like, oh my God, Norton, like you remember Norton antivirus. Like everyone was so into that, but nowadays, it's not a big deal. But, for someone, in that age range, that shows like security and safety, or, the same thing with like McAfee type of thing. So that's one little tip you can use to, and actually, I've done tests with a couple of clients where in the online space where just by putting that on the order form, like the Norton antivirus symbol, that's boosted conversions 10%.
Really?
Yeah, so increased sales by 10%. Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you have any other fun tips like that? Do you have any other fun tips?
Yeah,
certain things I'm not going to think to even ask you, but you're going to know. So what are some other fun tips you have like that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So some other fun tips, like one thing that if you are advertising on Facebook, typically images that have, or even your sales page that has some sort of green in it, green typically results in more sales. So that's another fun tip, which is, who would have thought like that the green would cause someone to buy more, but it does. Another tip would be, with your advertising on Facebook, this is a huge tip actually, is that, one thing you always want to do on Facebook is, you want to remember that, Facebook is a social environment, right? So unlike Google, where like if you want to, you know, find a supplement, you just go on Google and you Google for that supplement, right? Facebook's not like that. Nobody goes on Facebook and they wake up and they're like, you know what, I'm going to go on Facebook and I'm going to buy a supplement today. You know, nobody does that, right? But
right.
People go in there because they want to check out what their friends are doing. They want to see, you know, videos and stuff like that and just kind of check out from the world. And so you want to have your advertising be very social and you want it to be very, you know, in line with what Facebook is doing. So, you know, so make sure in your ads, make sure you're not trying to sell too much. Be very social, almost very conversational in the way that you write. And then pique curiosity. So you want people to literally click over to your page. So that's the important thing. So don't try to sell right from the ad. Pique curiosity, keep it social, and then get people to get over to your sales page, and that's what's going to sell people on the offer.
Very cool.
That makes sense.
And that it does make sense. And what jogged in my thoughts was this whole Instagram thing of hashtagging
sure.
the shit out of every single post.
Yeah.
Thinking
yep.
that on an Instagram platform, what are your thoughts on that? Because I see people they're freaking hashtagging like 50 things. Does that your thoughts?
It does and it doesn't. I think it you know, it really, I mean, you can do that, but and that's kind of more for organic type traffic. But really, honestly and truly, like if you're just doing that and not doing, you know, paid advertising towards it, it's really not going to make that big of a difference. You know, if you're putting money in the,
right.
towards it, like that's different, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about money. And I know we
yeah.
touched on it a little bit earlier with the, what you were putting mm-hmm. into Facebook advertisements, but, and
sure.
I know a little bit about this, not that I do it myself, but I do know about it. What, for people
mm-hmm.
listening in that have no idea what you're talking about when you're saying putting money into Facebook ads, because that's like
yep.
a complete section of Facebook that they might not have even touched on if they don't have a page. What
sure.
What does that mean? What are the options that are given through Facebook for advertisements, for paid advertisements?
Yeah, good question. So every Facebook profile, so everyone has a Facebook profile, and all you would do is you want to create an advertising account. So to do that, you would just go to business.facebook.com/create, and then you can create an ad account, which you can start to advertise from. So you would need a fan page. So if you have a, say, for example, you have a supplement company, you'd want to have a fan page that is a supplement fan page for your supplement, and then you can advertise through there. So there's a bunch of back-end stuff in terms of, like, you can set your budget, you can set which countries you want to target, you can do age ranges, you can do gender. There's just, like, so many different ways you can go when it comes to it, right? And then the other thing, too, as far as budget goes, I mean, really, you know, when you're just starting out, just start out at, you know, less, you know, give yourself a budget of, like, $100 total. And then, you know, do some advertising, figure out who your avatar is. So, you know, by avatar, I mean, who's your ideal person? Like, who's the person that you're trying to reach? Are they 40? Are they a single mom? Are they married? Do they live in a house? You know, figure out what that is first. And then with Facebook, you can target all those things, which is awesome. So you can reach the right person and get the most bang for your buck when it comes to your advertising.
Yeah, and there's a lot. I mean, you can go from, I believe, what, a dollar? Or I haven't done that. I did this very far back in the day when I just started my Facebook page. I haven't done this in years. But as far as aren't there like different pricing options and set amounts of time you can have? Or am
yep.
I like, is this gone by the wayside and it's completely different now?
No, you can spend as much as you want. I think you can spend as low as a dollar, which, I mean, it's not going to get you much stuff. But you
right.
can spend up to... Yeah, you can do that. But honestly and truly, I usually start at like $20 a day for an offer and then kind of go from there. You know, so if I'm – and it all comes down to how well your deal is doing. So, for example, you know, if you're a gym and you're running a six-week challenge and your six-week challenge is worth, you know, $300 per person and you run an ad and spend $20 and you get one person to come in and sign up, like, wow, you just made $280 in profit. So – take that money and put it back into your advertising budget and then just keep going up from there.
Right.
You know, so it's all about return on investment there. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and that's something that you need to know a little bit about and be tracking versus just dumping money in and not tracking really what's going on.
The thing with Facebook
don't,
is
don't
you
just
can
keep dumping money,
waste
dumping
a lot of money.
money.
Yeah,
you can waste
just
a lot of money,
instead.
And you need to be tracking in exactly which. Yes, give it to Robbie instead with his business.
That's right.
Did you have people initially just coming to you saying, "Wow, you seem to be really good at this." You know, did you have this thought like let's start a business, and then you kind of went after people?
No, everything I always do, Linda, it just happens because, I always start small, and I always everything just happens organically, right? So the reason why I was able to start my media company, my agency, was because, I had won a contest where I was promoting a particular product on Facebook, and the deal was like, it's back in May of last year. The deal was if you got to 5,000 sales for the month, you would get a Rolex watch and you would get $5,000 in cash in addition to your commissions. And so I actually did that, which is was pretty crazy because I never imagined that I would be able to do that. So, and then obviously, when that happens, there's like the affiliate stuff, like the product owner is sending out like an update of what's going on. So my name was out there quite a bit. And so I think that just, I got on people's radar and people were like, geez, like if he's generating that many sales in a month, like, wow, maybe you can do that for our business, So that's kind of how it happened.
Right.
People were just approach me. Yeah. Which is
very
cool. Yeah.
And look at you. Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm like an agency.
I'm a
Facebook agency that doesn't advertise.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have built very cool things over the years, and I always follow what you're doing, and it's just like snowballing and growing and growing and growing, which is obviously where you want to be, but it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love watching everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
so what do you
I
have
can't,
lined
I can't sit
up,
still.
and that is a very good quality that a lot of people don't have, and I feel like it's something that I have, though I'm not doing nearly what you're doing, but I'm the kind of person that I always have to be working towards a goal. So that could be as little as I need to get laundry done right now because I'm sitting on my ass and not doing anything, or I need to be like going after a degree or working towards a another competition or I have to be working towards something. And I feel like that is something that has driven you and your success because you seem like you always have multiple things on your plate that you're working towards.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And I think, honestly, I love being able to help people out. That's kind of what drives me. When it came to, like, for example, when I was doing stuff for box owners on the businesses, like, I just want to keep growing. I want to keep getting better because I want to keep being able to help people out. I sometimes find if I'm just sitting still and I'm not really doing anything, like I feel like that's selfish because I have the opportunity to help people out and I want to make sure I do that.
Yeah. What do you have going on next as far as I know you set certain things, you've been asked to speak at different ventures throughout the U.S. Do you have anything upcoming for that type of stuff?
I do, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually speaking, I'm going to be on actually a panel. So I'm going to be on a panel of experts in San Diego next week at this big convention, which is called Traffic and Conversions, which is a big big kind of convention for people who buy Facebook traffic and big agencies and stuff like that. There'll probably be a couple thousand people there, so I'll be on one of the panels for that. And then in March, I'll be out at Fitness Business Summit as well, just kind of hanging out there as well. But a couple things in the works, which is fun. It's not as scary as it used to be. It used to be really scary talking in front of a lot of people, but you just kind of get over it and you just learn to adjust and make it happen.
Right. I remember you saying that one of the first times you went out there and it's like,
oh, God.
you're the expert there and no one knows if you mess up. Right. So
I know.
You're pretty confident when you talk and you know what you're doing. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So as we have 5-6 minutes left, and obviously I am not a pro on this clearly because I have you on talking about it. Right. Do you have anything? I'm sure we could talk for hours, but do you have anything that we haven't mentioned that you're like, oh, we should have talked about this?
I think, like, you know, one thing when it comes to, because I'm obviously my bread and butter is Facebook advertising, right? So, you know, I would say, like, the biggest thing, guys, if you are, you know, if you're a gym, if you are in, you know, doing online training, if you're doing coaching, if you have supplements, you got to start advertising on Facebook. I mean, that's just, it's where your customers are. Don't let the, you know, the barrier of, you know, I don't know how to do it. Don't let that get in your way, because once you learn how to do Facebook advertising, you can kind of punch your own ticket, and you can do some really, really crazy stuff. Like I said, I've literally seen, you know, several businesses that have gone from, you know, just, you know, really small, just like a couple of people, to now, you know, multiple seven figures, and they're just crushing it. Like, for example, I don't know if you know, have you ever heard of VShred, Linda?
What do you say? Which company?
Have you ever heard of the company called VShred? I'm sure you've probably seen their ads on Facebook.
I think
it's called VShred.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have, like, so they were, you know, not really well known for a while, but they are literally a company that's gone from, you know, a year and a half ago, not really people knowing about them, to I think they did over $25 million last year. You know, so it all comes down to, and they just did all Facebook advertising. So it just comes down, things can happen really fast. Your business very fast. You can help a lot of people really fast, as long as you kind of learn how to get onto Facebook and start to market to the right people.
Right. And people listening in may want to get in touch with you, right? So how is the best way to get in touch with you about Blanchard Media, your social media marketing, et cetera?
Sure. Yeah. So there's two ways. The number one way would be to go to my website, which is just robbyblanchard.com, which is really original. So robbyblanchard.com, which is R-O-B-B-Y. And Blanchard.com, and on there you can see what I got going on in terms of my services and everything. I also have a place where you can set up a call with me. So if you're running Facebook ads and you want to see, like, geez, like, want me to take a look at them and then kind of do an autopsy on it and see if I can help you out with it, you can do that there. But if you want to shoot me an email too, you can. It's just Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y, at RobbieBlanchard.com.
Awesome. I'm on your website right now as we speak.
Nice.
Looks nice.
I love it.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother side of marketing that we didn't even touch on, is website
it is.
Management.
Yeah. And so, a lot to cover.
We could go for hours
sure.
And stuff that I just started editing websites through my work, so you should be proud of me. You know, I'm really pushing into it.
I love it.
But, you know, looks good. So I actually just posted it, your website link, on my Facebook page, and I'm going to post it as well on my other Facebook page.
Awesome.
Maybe
great.
Even on Instagram, but maybe I'll just stick with Facebook now that we chatted, you know. Maybe I'll keep it on.
Yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding.
That's where the buyers are.
I'm going to post it on everything, get that out there. But thank you. I mean, we could talk for a while. I try to keep the shows to 30 minutes because of people's attention spans, but thank you
for sure.
Busy schedule.
Yeah, here's the thing, Melinda. Like, I really want that number one spot. So if I have to do a part two, like, I will do a part two. I want the number one for 2018.
We might have to do a part two. The problem is when we start getting, like, the really hot girls that come on, even though they're just talking and they're not in person, people like
hot women. Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah,
so,
but knowledge is also hot, Melinda. Knowledge is way hotter.
What'd you say? Knowledge is hot.
Yeah, knowledge is hot.
It is.
It's hot right now.
It is. Intelligence is sexy. So maybe we do a part two and we throw some more knowledge bombs on people, and that'll push them over the edge here.
I think that'll do it.
No need to get in
a
bikini. No need to get in a bikini, Robbie.
darn it. I'll return it. It's fine. I'll return it.
All right. Well, thank you for popping on tonight and your busy schedule. I always appreciate you taking time out and keep on keeping on. I can't wait to follow you throughout 2018, and I'm sure that we'll have you on again to touch on some more fitness industry type of topics.
Yeah, for sure. I'm more than happy to help. And once again, thanks for having me on. It's always a good time.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.